Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now for our story. It was almost 11 at night. In Del Shipley's apartment above her nightclub in Chicago, a young woman, Lisa Fenner, stood white-faced and trembling as she confronted Aunt Mary Lane. Del had spoken a few words to the young dancer when she arrived, then had gone quietly to the adjoining room. Downstairs, in a car parked outside, Lisa's husband is waiting for her. Their bags were packed. In another hour, they were to be at the station, boarding a train to New York, going away from all the reminders of the past which Lisa was resolved to forget. A past which the young woman feared Aunt Mary would not allow her to forget. Now Lisa stands hesitant near the doorway as Aunt Mary says,
"Come in, Lisa."
"I don't mean to be rude, Aunt Mary, but I only have a moment."
"Oh, that's too bad, Lisa. It's been quite a while since we've seen each other. A great many things have been happening in Wakefield, you know."
"I know. I didn't."
"First of all, there's this festival suit that Bill needs."
"Oh, yes. Yes, Dad mentioned it."
"It's been a trying time for all of us, as you can imagine."
"Yes, it must be."
"It all put so much hope in Bill's lawyer. But things aren't turning out very well." "Quite a long story. I only wish you had more time. I'd tell you all about it."
I wish I could too, Aunt Mary. But you see, I have to be somewhere. Someone's waiting for me downstairs, and we have an appointment. That is,
I see. It's Lance who's waiting for you, isn't it, Lisa?"
"Yes."
"Bill mentioned that you and your husband were together again."
"Yes, Aunt Mary, we are."
"After the talks we had when you were visiting us in Wakefield, I'm rather surprised you didn't write to me about it, Lisa."
"Well, it happened so recently, but I'm sorry, I should have, of course."
"I always thought, from the things you told me, that it would be a wonderful thing if you two could be together again. But I had the impression that something was holding you back. I can see you've changed your mind about that."
"Yes, I did."
"And you and Lance have decided to make a life together."
"Yes."
"Lisa, are you happy?"
"Yes, of course we are."
"Are you quite sure?"
"Yes, I am. Lance and I are very happy."
"I hate to say this, Lisa, but frankly, I don't believe that's true."
"I don't know what you mean."
"I think you do. I think you know why I'm surprised you can say you're happy about returning to your husband."
"But Aunt Mary, when I was in Wakefield, you urged me to go back to Lance. You said you believed that two people who loved each other should be together. And when I came back to Chicago and saw Lance, I decided you were right."
"But real love, Lisa, is completely honest love. Don't you think that's right?"
"Of course, but I don't understand you. Aunt Mary, we have to do what seems best to us, don't we? That's what you say you believe. And that's what I've done. Now I wish I could say, but I really must..."
Wait, Lisa. "Yes, I have said we all must do what seems best. What we know in our hearts to be the right thing. But I wonder if you believe going back to your husband is right. Considering the reservations you've made."
"Reservations? I don't know why you suppose that. I love Lance, Aunt Mary, and he loves me. Isn't that enough? But whether it is or not, it's done now and he's waiting for me."
"Lisa, so is your baby. So is your baby."
Not now. Bell promised, but I should have realized.
No, Lisa. It wasn't Bell who told me. Bell kept her promise to you. It wasn't only one person who solved that promise. It was just a series of little things.
Doesn't really matter how you find out, Aunt Mary. So? No.
When I guess the boy is yours, I just had to come. You realize that, don't you?
Yes. I know, Admiral. Of course, you thought you had to. But I'm sorry you shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have? Why do you say that?
You must have talked to Bell Creature about me.
Yes.
Then but Phyllis has told you how I feel, what I've decided.
Yes. Yes, Bell told me. But I hoped you'd see how impossible it is, what you've decided to do. You can't forget about that baby, Lisa. He's yours. You'd be bound to think about him. Well,
no, your baby isn't mine anymore, Aunt Mary. I gave him up to Chip.
I know the whole story about that, Lisa. How you happened to give Chip your child. I know how distressed you were there in California. People hurt you, you were frightened, and so you let Chip persuade you to give her your baby.
I didn't know what else to do. Now, it's too late. I promised Lance, and if I told him, he'd never forgive me. There's only one thing for me to do now. To go ahead and forget the past.
But, Lisa, you can't. Because you love your child.
But that doesn't change it. You don't understand. There's Lance now. I love him.
All the more reason why you must be honest with him. The baby's own father.
Aunt Mary, when Lance first came to you, wanted us to be together again, I sent him away. I felt as you do, that the past was done between us. I tried. But then he pleaded with me, told me it didn't matter what had happened since we were apart. I couldn't believe you again, Aunt Mary. I love him too much.
More than you love your child.
No, I can't say that. I do love my child. I can't deny it, but just the same.
Lisa, if you love your child, don't you see there's only one thing for you to do? Nothing else matters compared with a child's welfare. Lance has a right to know he's a father, too. That's another thing. But think, Lisa. Right now, your baby is the center of a custody suit. It's true, Bill Mead is devoted to the baby. He loves him, believing the child is his. But Bill's losing that case, Lisa. The child will be awarded the trip. And whatever bargain you've made, it's not binding. Not in comparison with your child's welfare.
But Chip promised. She promised to give my baby a good home. Now,
perhaps she intends to from just the material side. But important things. The love which belongs to him from his own mother. A true home.
Please, Aunt Mary. It's no use. I don't want to listen.
Is it because you're afraid to? Because you know, deep down in your heart, that what you're trying to hide from...
Yes, I am afraid. I've been unhappy so long, Aunt Mary. It's as if... I was drained. Exhausted. Now I just want to be peaceful.
But you won't be. Not this way. I know how difficult it's been. I know because I believe you do love your baby. That's why you went to Wakefield. Big Chip to give him back. That's why you were so miserable the day of the accident when Randy found you at the bridge. But now you're closing your eyes, trying to escape. And you can't, Lisa. It's impossible.
It's still impossible to, Aunt Mary. But it's all I can do. I promised Lance now and...
But Lisa, Lance is your child's father. You're deceiving me.
He'd never forgive me if I told him the truth. I don't dare.
You're trying to base your whole future on a lie.
I can't help it. It's all I can do. I'm sorry, Aunt Mary. I've made up my mind and I'm not going to change it. I can't.
There was a desperate tone in Lisa's voice, like that of a person who has painfully climbed up from some depth, only to feel the solid ground give way beneath his feet again. Aunt Mary felt a great compassion for the girl, but she knew Lisa must face the consequences of giving up her baby for the sake of the boy's future. But could Aunt Mary persuade Lisa to do it? Or is Lisa's answer a final one?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.